In the mid-1940s, there was a movie about a parish very much like this, maybe not this good looking, but it was about a small parish and about an older priest and a younger priest. You may remember it was called Going My Way. It won several Oscars, and it's noted because the supporting actor, Fitzgerald, was also nominated for an Oscar for the main role. It's the last time it happened. He won for the supporting actor. And at the end of the movie, this very, very old priest is met by his mother, whom he hasn't seen for 40 years. And in order to humanize this priest, the mother comes up, and the young priest goes to his next assignment, and the movie fades. It's a beautiful, humanizing way. As a tangent to that, you may have heard the story about a mother who says, "Son, it's Sunday. You have to go to church." He says, "But Mom, I was there last week. I was there the week before." She goes, "You have to go. You're the pastor." You've heard that. Sometimes when we read the life of our Savior, we forget He did not have to die for us. He did not have to save us. He had a choice. He chose to do that. It was not easy, but for the love of us, He chose and He followed the will of the Father. And He taught us in today's epistle the very first line: "Those among you who are strong should carry the burdens of the weak." I am going to address these next few words to the young kids. Because when we think of strong people, often we think of big, older folks. But I would like to remind the children, you have a great opportunity to be strong. You will never have this opportunity again to be better than your parents. Not because of spite, not to show them off, but to help them. Often this one politician used to say, "We like to live life in the subjunctive mood. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, it should be this way, I coulda done that, I woulda done that." No, this is your life. I would have liked my mother to be different, my father to be different, my brother to be different, my sister, my teacher. This is it. You are stuck with them and they are stuck with you. What are you gonna do? Be strong. Be better than they are. So that someday when God blesses you with children, you can tell them, "Hey, I used to listen to my parents. I did my chores. I studied. I was thinking how I could help them when they didn't ask me. What kind of unusual child is this?" A Christian. A person who realizes that strength is found not in age, not in muscles, certainly not in violence, but in a good heart who says, "The Lord has given me these people. I have to take care of him." If that's God calling, tell him I'm almost done. This is what we have. This is the greatness that we are given. Why not build it? Why not tell your children in the future, "You know what? Help me. Our marriage is our responsibility." Why do children sometimes feel that they're not responsible for their parents? You are. This is a joyful responsibility. You know who we like to be friendly to? Strangers, friends, people at McDonald's who feed us calories and give us cardiac healthy food. Those are the people we'd love to be friendly for. Those people who are nice to us. Charity begins at home. You want to be a saint? Be nice to your family. Take care of them. Even when they cry, be nice to them. So the Lord had a lot of things to teach us. But one of the things that he taught us is, if you have any strength, don't look at someone else and say, what a loser. Why wasn't I born with taller, smarter, richer parents? And the parents are saying, why wasn't I given a richer child? You have beauty and you are called to love. The best way to prepare for your own life in the future, for your future husband, wife, children, and even your grandchildren, start being responsible and loving now. Don't be selfish and think, why did this happen to my life? But say, I can make great things happen to my mother, to my father, to my brother, to my sister, my aunt, and my uncle. And then I'll give you a secret. Do it. Slava Isusu Hristu.